Blog Talk Radio.
Life, love, and wellness.
Truthful Tuesdays right here on Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. And I am Sandy, and I get to be your hostess for this evening. I get so excited every Tuesday to be able to present this show and the absolutely amazing and wonderful guests that we have each week. So I appreciate you, audience, for being a part of Life, Love, and Wellness. And I'm glad that you decided to join in with us today. So let's get this party started. So, you know, we always start by welcoming and giving thanks to all of our ancestors. We thank the ancestors for being with us and available to us always, and especially on Tuesday nights when we sometimes discuss issues that we can't and don't talk about openly in certain environments. So we stand on the shoulders of all of our ancestors for strength, for courage, wisdom, and power. We trust they got our backs, our fronts, our tops, and our bottoms. So we love you, ancestors. We love you now. We love you today. And we love you forever. Ashe, ashe, ashe. So next, what we do in order to be all in perfect alignment with one another and kind of letting the hassles and the worries of today just let them go is we come together in a word of affirmation. And there, this one is actually derived from my daily inspirational message. It's called A Giving Creation. And it goes like such. We live in a giving environment. All around us is this action of giving fully and completely. We're given life. Its substance of oxygen and breath is freely poured into us. Our hearts beat and pump the living element of blood throughout our temples. The very essence of survival is something we cannot purchase with money. It's all a free gift. The words, "I come that you may have life and have it more abundantly," rings loud in my consciousness. That promise is a free flowing gift. It does not indicate that there is any labor on our part to receive the gift. It says it is given to us freely without any conditions. The plants, our plants, such as fruits and vegetables, they give their life to us as nourishment in their dying. Their purpose is to give life, yet they die so that we may live. It is their giving that we are supplied with nutritious food. I choose to be a giving creature. I give freely of my love, honor, peace, and happiness to all others. I choose to live in harmony with all of life. I give of myself to the betterment of humanity. When we each give freely of ourselves, we create a loving environment where each is living their purpose. In this environment, all express their unique gifts as a contribution to the masses. We each give our part to create the whole. When one does not contribute, we all lose. I choose to be a giver in a giving creation. I give by choice and through love. I give to complement the world community. I give by sharing my gifts. As with all of nature, I give in my due season, and my due season is now, this present moment in time. And those are daily inspirational messages that come out on my blog, and you can find it at RevSandy, RevSandy, RevSandy.wordpress.com, and they're delivered to your email address, or you can check me out on Facebook, and they're also listed there. So it's all about love, it's all about life, and it's all about wellness. So tonight's show, we're going to talk with some veterans that have been on our show, I think, since the very beginning of time, and it's an organization that's headed by Geneva Vanderhorst, is called Sting Incorporated, and these are some incredible, outstanding youth that's going to be talking with us and sharing some of their progresses and events and things that they're doing. So we look forward to them coming on and being a part with us tonight. So, audience, you know you're always invited to join the discussion. All comments are welcome, and we wish to hear every voice. So if you would like to talk live on air with us, you can do so at 516-531-9819, and you would press 1 to alert me you want to speak live on air. But once I open up your line, if you would be so kind as to, if you are not talking, to mute your phones, because the speakers are very, very sensitive, and we want to ensure the best quality of playback because a lot of our listeners love to listen to the shows later. Some people go to bed early. They can't listen at 9 o'clock. And so just be mindful of that. If you would, I'd appreciate it. And you can always go on to www.blogtalkradio.com/Sandy Rogers, SandyRogers, and listen to any of our previous shows. So you're listening to Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. We're going to take a quick music break, and then when we come back, I'm going to introduce you to, like I said, our veterans. They've been on with us so many times in the past. I feel like they're co-hosts, so we're going to bring them on in just a minute. So let's do this real quick. We'll be right back.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be.
Your God, he gon' take you home. See, everybody has a season,
So y'all know that was Mary Mary. And I played that because that sounds like something Miss Geneva would be telling those youth all the time. Go get it. It's your blessing. And I because that's just how she rolled. I was just at an event with her a couple of weeks ago, and she calls them, man. She makes them come up, perform, talk, and not be afraid to project who they are to the public. And so it's a pleasure to really know this lady, I tell you. And like I said, we go back so far. I remember maybe she will not bring her on. But look, welcome back to Life, Love, and Wellness with Sandy Rogers Show. You are welcome to call in and chat with us live if you would like to at 516-531-9819. And you just will push 1 on your dial to let me know you want to speak live on air with us. But otherwise, just sit back and listen to us rap. So it is with so much honor and respect and pride that I bring the founder of Sting Incorporated on, and that's Miss Geneva Vanderhorst. Hey, Geneva!
Hello, my sister. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I am doing very well. Thank you so much for giving us the pleasure to come back to our show.
Yes, ma'am. You're so right. This is your show. Oh, I remember, man, we go, you know, looking back over the years, we've had some elementary school children that have come on and spoken and spoken very well when asked different questions. When we did the online wellness webinar, the historic event in 2018, I had two of your teenagers that came on and participated in that. So you're just a powerhouse, girl, and I so appreciate you and the work that you're doing with our youth.
Well, I am so grateful, Sandy, and I'm grateful for you for giving the youth a voice as well. So I do know we have some on the line today. I did alert most of them. I don't know who's already gone to bed because, you know, it's daylight savings time. It's a little later, and I don't know who's here. Whoever's here, I'm sure they are ready and prepared to speak. I'm not going to speak a whole lot. I want this to be their hour. But if you like, I can just give you a few details up front. And we, if even though it's your show, it sounds like I'm trying to take over your show.
You know me. I'm going to step back and let you do it, okay?
I don't. Yes, ma'am. Well, Sandy and your audience, We've been around the South Cobb area since 2009, and we started branching out several years later into most of Cobb County. We also have students in Paulding counties, Douglas County. We have students in Gwinnett County, Fulton County, DeKalb County, and we most recently started another location in my hometown of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. So we're
Woo-hoo!
Very grateful that we're expanding, yes. And actually, Sandy, thinking back, one of the young men that was on the show previously, he is now, as they say, grown and gone. He graduated
okay.
from Albany State last year. I don't know if he's on the line.
Wow.
And now he has a job. He's in IT, and we're very great. We're just so happy that Darius started with us when he was probably in going to the ninth grade, and
awesome.
Traveled on some tours with us. And now he has come back. Not only does he volunteer with us, but he now serves on our advisory board. So we keep up with our alumni, the students that came through before, and we keep up with most of them. And when they're home for Christmas or sometimes when they're home during the summer, they'll pop in and we'll get a chance to see them. And we keep them abreast of what we're doing so that when they're home, they come by and see us. Sometimes they'll, you know, speak or sometimes they don't. But more than likely, if they're in the area, we get a chance to see them. But we started, Sandy, so that basically we can make a difference in the lives of our young people so that they can live productive and balanced lives. And we do that through educational and social programs. And some of those programs, I have a long list, but I'll just tell you a few.
Okay.
We have a vision board. We begin the year with a vision board. We call it a vision
cool.
board party, and that's facilitated by our longest-serving board member, Ms. Deborah Douglin. And what the young people create their vision board for the year. And after the vision board, this year we did something unique. We had a mom's retreat because we have a girls' retreat, and the next weekend we have a boys' retreat. So this year we had a mom's retreat, and it was very good. It was a kind of like a relaxing time, sister circle time. It was wonderful. And you mentioned the line dance jamboree. You were there last week, a couple of weeks ago.
Yes, yes.
And on March 29th, it was very good. It was with Galleria Divas, and it was with Girls Inc. Girls Inc. organization. And on March 29th, we are having our first spring fashion show. And I'm
wow.
sort of stepping back, and I'm letting the young people facilitate the
good.
Fashion show.
Good.
A couple of art designers, so we're going to let them model and show their designs. And Miss Odessa Harris, one of our very active parents, will be working with the young people. And we're going to feature some of their talent. We're going to have Khalil Payne on the cello. We have several young people.
Okay.
I know Isaiah Plater has a song that he's either going to sing or rap, not sure. He's produced some things. And we have some other students that are going to, that we're collaborating also with another group called Landing Lives Corporation. That's Mr. Mutah Sessions. He's a new nonprofit that assists in the community. And what he's doing, he's bringing some of his young men as well. We've been seeing them at several of our last projects. In addition to that, the main thing that we do, our flagship event.
Well, tell us
is
about
our
the fashion show, though,
road trip. Okay.
Before you
show,
go on, so.
Sure. The fashion show will be held on March 29th from 3 to 6. It's at the Ron Anderson Community Center in Powder Springs. And the tickets are $15 because this is a fundraiser. So the tickets are $15 and it's lots of fun, you know, light refreshments. One of our students, Miss Abigail Harris, will be our DJ / MC. And we're looking forward to a lot of fun. We have several other students from other organizations that will be participating with us. So it's an opportunity for our students to come out and show off their modeling skills, and they're going to do some performing as well. So that's the end of the month.
That's excellent, and the price is very reasonable, too. I mean, everybody should be able to afford $15 for the show.
Yeah, that's our intent. That's the
yes.
intent, to keep it at a low price so that more people can come and see who
right.
we are and what we're doing. And also,
okay.
Sandy, spring break is coming up April 5th through 9th, and we have our 10th annual spring college tour road trip is this year, and we're collaborating with We Thrive on Riverside Renters Association. That's Miss Monica Delancey's group, and we also have a large group from the Girls Inc. that will be traveling with us. So we're going
okay.
to go this year. Yes, we're going to go to South Carolina State in Claflin, and then we're coming back into Georgia, Georgia College in Milledgeville. Morehouse College, Clark, Atlanta University. We wanted to get Spelman College, but that's Founders Week, so we will tour Georgia State University instead, and Mercer University in Macon. While in Macon,
okay.
we're going to tour the Tubman Museum in Macon while we're
Ooh.
There. And
okay.
yes, and while we're in Milledgeville, we're going to perform a community service project for the community while we're on
awesome.
The road. That's some of the things we do. We have, in addition, in April, the middle of April, around the 18th and 19th, is Global Youth Service Weekend. That's a weekend where internationally young people perform community service projects in their communities, wherever they are. So what we're doing is we're going to have a spa day at the Galleria Manor Senior Living in Smyrna, and we have some professionals that are coming in, some providers coming in, and our young ladies usually paint the nails, and we have the hair and foot massages, makeup. We have a young lady that's going to do a couponing class, and also our young people like to help the seniors with their technology. So a lot of our seniors have smartphones, but they only use them to use it for voice calls. So our young people teach the senior citizens how to utilize all of the gadgets and things on their phones. So
I need to come to that.
Please do. We'll remind you. Now,
that's
at the Galleria
awesome.
Manor, they're the ones, the divas. They have the Galleria Divas line dance group that is facilitated by Ms. Sheila Sanders, who is the leader of several groups in the area. They performed at the line dance jamboree as well, but we've served them as a movie night. We've done probably two or three movie nights on Friday night, Changing the Next Generation. That's with Cynthia Adams and Changing the Next Generation, a nonprofit organization. So we're busy. We meet once a month, most months during the school session. We will be meeting this Sunday at the Powder Springs United Methodist Church. And our guest is Dr. Trina Wilson, who is a therapist and counselor. She's going to speak on mental health. So that is a subject.
Okay.
Yes, a very important subject that we need to delve into at this juncture.
Indeed,
so I know we have some students on, Sandy. I don't know if anyone wants to chime in and basically tell you a little bit about them and also what Sting has done for them or what they're doing in Sting and how the college tour has helped change their life or at least help them look forward to higher education after high school.
Okay, I think we just have a student that signed in, 678-984. You want to give us your name and tell us what you got to say?
My name is Isaiah Plater, and I'm here for
Hey,
Spring.
Isaiah.
How are you doing today?
Welcome to the show. Doing well. How about yourself?
I'm great. Thanks for asking. So I guess I can give you a lot of information. Well, with Sting, I can say that Sting has turned my path around. I wasn't really on the right path, not paying attention in school, not really caring because, I didn't have that right direction. But my Nana put me in Sting, and ever since, it's just like I went on this college tour, and I had an experience at the colleges that I've never seen before. Because it made me have a better outlook on life. It was like, I'm here in my neighborhood doing the same thing that we do, but then when you go somewhere else and you see the different type energy and the different activities that go on, it's like, man, I kind of want to do this now. I'm tired of doing this. So he gave me a different look, and I had a vision of what I wanted to do because I was like, I have all this talent. Have all these things that I can do, but I'm still here not doing anything, which is the worst part. So, I think Miss Geneva did give a great summary, but, I have, this little thing I like to say. It's like, what we do here at Sting is we help students get scholarships, grants, and we go on college tours, and we have community service opportunities. Just like our last college tour when we were in Alabama, we had to go into the bathrooms and paint the bathrooms because they were in terrible condition. I feel like we could do better as a community to upbring our youth through the schools, at least to make sure that when they're using the restroom, it doesn't stink. It's not, smelling weird.
Right.
It just doesn't look terrible. Like, that shouldn't be something that goes on in regular schools. And I feel like Miss Geneva but putting us in those situations to where we could see what we need to improve on in our communities and around the world for our people is to focus on yourselves, but don't forgive to give back, because Miss Geneva essentially gave to all of us. So you got to give what you've gotten. I received a lot and I give a lot. So I feel like this program here is going to grow and it's going to reach other people and other kids who are in my situation and other situations to better their future. And I just want to say thank you again, Miss Geneva, for a better outlook on life.
Very well said, Isaiah. And you're the product that makes the work that Miss Geneva has been doing since 2009, makes it all worthwhile. You're very well spoken, and make sure that you thank your Nana for getting you in the program in the beginning, because we understand, because believe it or not, we were once teenagers too, and we understand the importance of exposure to different opportunities. And you're absolutely correct. Miss Geneva has been doing this unselfishly without any regard for anything other than welfare of the children and being exposed. So I thank you for stepping up to the plate and coming on and telling us the type of work that she's been doing with you guys. So thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity to give my version. Like, I can give you an example of some of the things that I've done. Well, through the Make-A-Wish Foundation, I went to go see Will Smith. I met him in New York. It was pretty cool.
Okay.
Another thing that I started doing after, like, when I joined Sting, I started taking band seriously. And in middle school, what grade was I in? Seventh grade. I was the vice president of the high school marching band at Best Academy. So with Best Academy and Coretta Scott King, those are two schools, but they're a brother and sister school. Coretta Scott is for the females, and Best Academy is for the males. I went to Best Academy. In sixth grade, I started marching in a high school marching band. I played the trumpet, and my skills are immaculate. And in seventh grade, my band director was tired of everybody. Our slogan was shamming. If you're not giving 100%, then you're shamming. That's what it was. And he had got so mad to the point where I was doing so much and nobody was doing as much as me. He was like, you know what? You see this seventh grader? He's the vice president of the high school marching band. I was like, what? Hold on. I was like, hold on. First of all, you're not just going to throw that on me. Like, I'm not standing right here. So it was like, you know, when you really put forth the effort, it really shows you what you can accomplish at a young age. So I just was like, you know, thanks for that vision. It's like, man, I'm feeling good. And, like, I am a cancer survivor, and Miss Geneva has been there for me, and everyone's supporting me. So it's like, you know, me going through all that and still having this vision, this mindset, I'm just grateful because wouldn't have it, just like you said, if it wasn't for my Nana and Sting. So also it's just, you know, meeting new people, talking to my elders and them giving me wisdom. And then it's like we went to this other radio station and they were telling me that speaking to me is like speaking to another adult, someone his age. And I was really thinking about that. And then I was like, you know, the most wisdom that I could give, which is like I don't really know if I have any, but everyone says I speak wise words. So what I could say is if nobody else sees your dream the way you see it, you have to remember when you go to sleep and they go to sleep, you have two different dreams. Nobody's ever going to see your dream the way you see it. So no matter what, nobody can tell you, because you could have had a dream that you just designed a plane and you sold it for $1 billion. And then somebody else is like, you could never sell a plane for $1 billion. But they didn't have that same dream as you. The only person who can see your dreams is you from God. So you can't let nobody distract you, break down whatever you got built up inside of your mind that you think is going to uplift your future, because they can't see what you can. And yeah, that's all I got to say.
Well, that was a lot. And, you know, when the other radio person talking to you, it's like talking to an adult. See, your honesty is your wisdom. And so by you just being humbled and saying what you're saying versus, you know, having the big head, like when the band director, I think it was, that, you know, made you vice president, you know, like you could have got the big head and been all walking all around like, you know, you was all of that, but you didn't. And so you're very humble and you're honest, and that's that maturity that a lot of people don't see in young people. So thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So what grade are you in now, Isaiah?
I'm a high school senior, and my GPA is a 3.5, and I get to graduate this year, June 6, 2020, in Pennsylvania.
You're graduating in Pennsylvania?
Yes, ma'am.
Why is that? How did that happen?
Well, because I go to this online school because, you know, like I previously said, I had dealt with cancer. So being homeschooled was kind of a better alternative. Yeah, my grades raised up, and I'm at a 3.5. So the graduation for the school is in Pennsylvania. And I have friends who graduated from this school before, so it was like, okay, I'm going to take it because it's a good idea since I'm not really going to be going to public school like that. My functioning level won't be as high as everyone else's because my energy will be depleted before everyone else's because, you know, they got to walk around and all that. It's just too much. So homeschool was just a way for me to really focus, and I got into the GPA of 3.5 by focusing on my schoolwork at home. I think that was just easier for me.
Congratulations. That's a beautiful story of success. Yes, sir. So tell me about briefly about your meeting with Will Smith in New York. What was that like?
It was pretty cool. I think it's on his YouTube channel. But I was also telling him how I wanted to, like, when I start doing acting and music, one thing that I want to do is, some things I want to do is go to back to my community and figure out which land I want to purchase and figure out how I can own all of it gradually. You don't just want to go, like, I've seen some things where you go in and you just buy everything at the same time. You want to gradually buy businesses around. And I was thinking of, like, building something whole together from all of the little places that I buy, because I want to be an actor and an artist and an audio engineer, businessman, investor. So I'm like, with this revenue, I can generate more if I just buy businesses one by one by one and then come up with an idea to put all of these together, because, you know, they have shopping centers and stuff like that, but just imagine something different in the community where the community is connected to the shopping centers. Everyone works there. Everyone knows each other, and we have a friendly vibe. No negativity. You won't see anybody fighting each other over no Popeyes biscuits. You know what I mean? It's like a general vibe that you can carry on with everyone. So I just had that idea. Like, you can create a source of just positive energy and positive creativity through all the people working together. Nobody's mad at each other, because why?
Yeah.
So I feel like, you know, having community weekly meetings, like on Saturdays, maybe every 2 weeks, to start building everybody up, to figure out what talents these other kids have who don't have the opportunity that I've had, you know. Mm-hmm. So that's what I've been thinking mm-hmm. about, to see how we can reach those souls, because everybody is not financially stable, and I'm not financially stable, but what I can say is that I've had people invest in me because they saw something in me and nobody else did. So that's why I'm always forever grateful and thankful. Mm. But that's just one of the ideas I was telling him about.
That's awesome, because, you know, even with your younger years, I'll say it like that, you embody the whole principle of community, and that's people coming together of different backgrounds and supporting and encouraging one another and ensuring that each have a equal share in the life and in the livelihood of what's going on. So I hope Mr. Smith was listening to the words that you shared. Your vision is just phenomenal. It's absolutely amazing.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
Yeah. Sure, sure. We got one of our guests, Ms. Madeline, who's calling in from Arizona. And I believe she has a couple of things she may want to say to you. Madeline, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Sandy. Thank you, Isaiah. I am I'm going to have a challenging time here speaking because you brought me to tears.
And I'm sorry.
When this show started, Sandy, what showed up in my consciousness was that I'm this black woman stuck. I'm a black person stuck in this white body, because I so resonate with you, and I'm gonna breathe a minute here.
Sure.
I want to tell Isaiah about Everland. Everland came to my reality back in 2003. My partner, who had died in 2005, was one of the leading experts on the Mayan calendar. He's the one who came up with the name Everland. And all that you are speaking about, Isaiah, bringing people together, is what Everland is all about. Bringing people who have lost their way or haven't found their passion could find it at Everland. Everything will be available for them, from animal husbandry to growing our own food, preparing our own food, having all the animals, having Vietnam vets of any vets who ever participated to save our asses, you know, from all, so that we could have this magical life. Everland will be open to them. And I could see Everland all over the globe. And I see people like you, Isaiah, who would be one who would bring forth that into your neighborhood. I'm just wowed. Thank you.
Thank you.
No problem. Thank you.
Yikes.
Yeah.
We live in a magical time. We really, you know, we came here to experience everything that we're experiencing now. And that's why we came here at this time. Because what we're experiencing has never, ever, ever, ever been before. Mm-hmm. Everything is brand new. That's why so many people are going bananas, because they don't know what to do with the energy.
Yes. And so, Isaiah, because you were able to articulate the vision that you have, that's why you touched Madeline in a way that brought her soul and her spirit to connect with your vision. She felt everything that you were saying. She saw your vision. When you go to sleep, like you were saying, that the dreams may be different, but she got you because you were able to express it so vividly and so wonderfully that it was nothing left to the imagination. Like, I wonder how that would work. Well, I wonder, I don't know. I guess I got to find out more. See, you were so thorough and you were so complete. That's how you're impacting. That's the maturity of your vision and what you're called to do in this world. And so you're a leader. You're already a leader. So just stand in that power that you have and use it wisely.
Yes, ma'am, I will.
Yes, yes.
Beautifully said, Sandy. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely stellar. Just stellar. Thank you.
My pleasure. Whew. Wow. All right. For any other students, youth that are a part of STEAM, if you're on the line, if you're on the call, just push 1 on your dial to let me know who you are so that I can open up your phone to speak. If you're on the computer, you can give us a call in and speak live on air with us at 516-531-9819. And again, you would just push 1 on your dial that alerts me that you want to speak live. Otherwise, you can just listen in to the conversation. So, Miss Geneva, you still with us?
I am.
Okay. So this is what I would like to say for those that are listening. Just incredible show featuring the youth of STEAM Incorporated. Is that you see the type of work and the impact that's being made on the lives of our young people. Isaiah, he's a cancer survivor. He has overcome so many obstacles, but he's still managing a 3.5 GPA, and he'll be coming out of high school this year with just grand visions for the one word that I believe STEAM stands on, and that's community. And community is where we all pitch in, and we're all equal in the building of this environment. So, Geneva, tell us, how can we support the work that you're doing at STEAM?
Well, our website is www.stinginc.org. There is a donate page, which I think it goes to PayPal. We also have Cash App, and it's $GENEVAVANDERHOST. And it's my name, but it's named after you plug it in. You'll see STEAM Inc. Youth Nonprofit Organization on there. And just an FYI for our upcoming college tour road trip, we definitely would love to have some donations for our youth, because we have several youth that are raising money. They're not at the point yet where they'll be able to go. We don't want to leave any youth behind. So if anyone mm-hmm. feels led to, we definitely appreciate that. We are on Facebook, STEAM Inc., And let me say, STING stands for Steering Triumphant Innovators of the Next Generation, because we feel that that's our goal, to reach the next generation. Mm-hmm. And one thing you said, Sandy, which is so true, is community. We believe that our youth have to give back. And that's why on our college tour road trips, we're gone for 4 days, but half of one of those days, we're in another community performing a community service project, giving back.
Yes.
And that teaches our young people. And it takes them on through life. I found that several of our young people that are in college, they are doing phenomenal things in the community where they're going to college at. So I'm glad that we planted that seed. We, you know, lit the candle under them, and they're steady moving forward. And I did want to mention that our relationship with Girls, Inc. has led us to one of our STING alumni that's a junior at Georgia State. She received, through Girls, Inc. and Travelers Insurance, and a paid internship at their home office in Connecticut this summer. Her name's Nadia Walters. Yes.
Awesome.
Yes.
Awesome.
I saw Nadia will be going to Connecticut for a 10-week internship. She's an accounting major. She's doing well in school, and she works. So
that's beautiful.
And she's a first generation college student. So we're happy about that.
That's
excellent. And you know,
so
you had on for
you,
your. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. How much does it cost for one youth to be able to go on the road trip? I'm trying to get, not trying, cancel those words, you guys. I am asking the audience to support one youth or one person to be able to go on the college tour and road trip. So what does that add up to money-wise?
That costs $300 for the four-day trip.
For one person.
And that's all inclusive. That includes
the
bus ride, the four nights hotel. That includes all meals. Yes.
Okay. That's what I wanted to know. Okay. All right. So that's a challenge out there for you, audience of Life, Love, and Wellness with Sandy Rogers Show. $300 per individual, per young person, to be able to go on this four-day 2020 college tour and road trip. So, and that's going to take place, I know you gave me the dates, April 5th through the 9th.
That's correct. We're leaving on April 5th because we have it's like a four and a half hour ride to the first stop. So we're going to have a workshop that evening, and then we'll start touring on Monday morning, the 6th.
Okay. So $300, you guys can do fundraisers with your local group of individuals, I don't know, church or community group or just, I don't know, however you want to do it. $300 per person for this road trip and college tour. And PayPal is at STING, Inc., STINGINC.org. Or on Cash App is $Geneva, G-E-N-E-V-A, Vanderhorst, V-A-N-D-E-R-H-O-R-S-T. And thank you for making your contribution. And even if you can't do the whole 300, Please support in whatever amount that you can. And I just want to do that, Geneva. So go right ahead with
thank
what you were saying. Oh, my pleasure.
Yeah, thank you, Sandy. And that is true because it does add up. No amount is too small. We are grateful for whatever you can give, because we have some students that are in families with multiple students that want to go on the trip. So it's a little burden on some of the mothers or some of the families to send more than one child. you know, because we do have middle and high school students. So you may have two or three, actually one family has about three that are in that family. So, yes, but thank you again. And I just wanted to kind of end it. Thank you again, Sandy, for your Life, Love, Wellness series where you featured Khalil Payne, our cellist, that, or maybe it's cellist, that appeared on Good Day Atlanta and Sister Circle and others, and Miss Elizabeth Testemark. Yes, Elizabeth Testemark is now, I guess Elizabeth is a sophomore or perhaps almost a junior. She's a Posse Scholar up at the College of Worcester in Worcester, Ohio, and her sister, Idalia, is a graduating senior. So we're excited about the
Excellent, siblings. Excellent. Yes. Yeah, whenever I see Khalil, you know, you guys keep me updated when he's in the newspaper and when he's on these different television shows. I always stop and grin. I was like, yeah, but he was on my program first. So.
You were the first. Yes, you're right.
Yes. And it just opened up doors. And so this young man that Geneva's talking about, I'm just a couple of things that I know, and I'll let Geneva go ahead and give some additional information. So he has some adversity young in life, and him as the leader of his siblings, there's three of them, they decided to create a nonprofit for other children that had adversities to overcome as well. And in that process, he discovered his love for the cello. It was actually by accident because he was trying to get something that wasn't too awkward for him to kind of, you know, to take back and forth to school and stuff. But he was a part of the historic 2018 Life, Love, and Wellness Global wellness webinar where we talked about all the different sections of life that impact our families and how they needed to be brought out into the open and discussed. And so Khalil came on. He was the youngest of the individuals that participated. And since that time, he has played once at Carnegie Hall. Yay.
Twice.
And he's
twice.
Going back
Sandy.
To play again. So has he played twice already?
He played twice. He played 3 weeks ago. So that was the second time.
Oh, okay. See, I'm behind on that one. I knew he was due. And so, you know, just to have these children that are just growing up in front of us with such high aspirations for their life, and listening to how well Isaiah speaks and can articulate his vision and what it is he wants to do. This organization, STING, is really pouring into our youth, into the next generation, as Geneva was just telling us about. So.
Well, one of the things I noticed, Sandy, is that oftentimes young people come in our organization and they're a little quiet or they're not sure. That oftentimes we meet young people at back-to-school bashes and sign them up, or they have an older sibling that was in the organization before, and so now the younger sibling has reached the age where they can start participating in STING. And I find that assimilation brings out a lot of with them, because when they rub shoulders with other young people that are focused and know what they want to do, or at least have an idea of what they want to do, their grades start improving and they become more active in not just in our organization, but active in school and in their community. So I find that that's true about life overall. You know, hanging out with the right kind of people, are going in the direction that you need to go in. And I've seen it over and over. I've seen many students mature right in front of my eyes, and they started out quiet, or they may have started out a little on the bad side, but they turn around when they find that there are a lot of other students here that are doing the right thing, that are moving forward, that are focused. And I find that they start gradually changing their ways as well. So that's one of the things that I'm glad that that works well, very well in our organization.
So how does are there college students available for the STEAM youth to be able to talk to when they get to the college campuses? How does, you know, to give them an introduction to the campus life, or, you know, to talk to them about what to expect when they get to college? Or maybe Isaiah could answer that.
Isaiah, if you're still here, you can answer it, Isaiah.
What's the question again?
How is the experience when you get to the college campuses? Do the students, college students, do they enter?
Okay. All right, so I have, like, this story. It's a story that'll be told. I'm surprised Ms. Geneva hasn't said it. But, so we were in a cafeteria at what school was this? Morehouse. So we were at Morehouse, and then the Spelman girls come to the Morehouse cafeteria to eat. You know, I'm a very, you know, outgoing person. I'm an extrovert. I believe that's the one that's always making friends. And I walked up to this lady who was in college, and she was all cool. You know, she was telling me about it. And school, like, they were very nice, like, even though they had classes and stuff. And so after my conversation, I went outside, and I sat on the, like, on the side with my friends. And then one of the, well, not one of them, but the same lady came to the table where Miss Geneva and my Nana was sitting at, and they were like, where's that little boy I was just talking to? I want to take a picture with him. And, like, she was just a very nice person. And then I've talked to her multiple times after the tour. You know, she was just, like, a very genuine person. So they're really nice, you know. I would think that a college student wouldn't want to be bothered, but I feel like it was my energy and a vibe I gave off, because I was, like, really nice, really friendly. But one thing I did want to piggyback to on a college tour, when Ms. Geneva was saying that a lot of people come to STEAM and they're, like, quiet. On a college tour, when you're around a lot of other kids, people like me will bring you out of your comfort zone into a zone of happiness. Like, I don't know what it is. It's just like, when I see people being quiet, I will – like, we had this, like, big bus. So, like, I went in another seat next to somebody who wasn't talking. And it's the point of that is to make sure that everyone gets out of their shell. Because there's a lot of people who have kids who are locked in a shell. And a person like me, it's like I'm a drill, and I just open up your shell for you each time. Like, I have this friend, in STEAM, he's still in STEAM, his name's Braylon, and he was like very mad, very frustrated, and now he's not even like that. He's really nice now. Like, he used to be very mean to everybody, except for me, because, you know, I was just like, hey, what's up, man, how you doing? And he looked at me, and I was like, oh, you're not feeling well? You know, it's a college tour, man, But long story short, me and him are, like, best friends now, and we're always talking. Okay. We play games together, and we just do the same thing for other STEAM members that are new. We try to interact with them to make them feel welcome. Like, hey, awesome. We want you here. We want you to learn more. We want you to increase your knowledge for all of us. The more our conscious level rises together, the more powerful we are. So that's just
right.
What I wanted to say. Yeah.
Well, thank you.
They're nice.
Sandy, they really bond well on our retreats. We, like I mentioned, Isaiah doesn't meet a stranger. And when we had the girls retreat and had our little sister circle, and then my son, Oscar, facilitated with Mr. Donald and some other young men, two of our alumni, actually, Tyler and Deshaun, they took the boys out. We rented this big Airbnb, and I think there were probably about 10 to 12 boys there, and the same with, well, initially the first week was the girls, then the boys, and then, like I mentioned, the moms. But we find when you're away on the retreat, that's when you can, you really find out a lot about a person, and they sort of start coming out of their shell at that time. And it's like a bond, like a little brotherhood. I noticed the young men that went on the retreat compared to the ones that didn't, the ones that went on the retreat, it seems like they're in like a little fraternity because they shared some time together, just a weekend.
Right.
But, you know, they shared some time together. And but let me go real quickly. The tours are the admissions office teams you up with a couple of students, usually one or two students. Sometimes they're from your area. I remember our first college tour was at Savannah State. And when we got there, the young lady that conducted the tour was a graduate of South Cobb High School. So some of the girls on the tour knew her. Yeah, so they knew her. So it was really nice. But yes, you toured the school. The students, college students, they earn community service by conducting the tours, taking you around. You go. Sometimes there's an information session where you get information from like a recruiter, and then from there, a student. You do. There's a walking tour, and from and then, you know, any. I think when we went to Brunel, that's the only university I remember we went to, and they asked all the young people for a. They had to complete a card, and they. One of the young ladies had an interest in Brunel, and they'd contact her, et cetera, et cetera. But yeah, that's what happens. And when we were in Macon, we were at Mercer, and we went inside a classroom. Mr. Dominique Johnson was teaching a class some years back, and so we went inside a classroom, so a lecture hall. So we were able to sit there and sort of engage in some of what they were doing there.
Ah,
so, yeah, that's
okay.
That's how the tours are conducted. And we also –
So they actually get the experience of what college life is like.
Exactly. Yes. Yes.
Cool.
And we eat
okay.
in the cafeterias, whatever school, wherever we are for our morning tour, we eat in that cafeteria. So that gives them a little extra, you know, experience of being on a college campus as well.
Awesome.
Now, back to our alumni real quickly. I just wanted to mention that our alumni one of our alumni, which is our photographer, he's an alum. He is always available for our videos and photography. So he does most of our photography. He's my social media person because I'm good. I have the Facebook. You know, I can pretty much do that, but the Instagram and the Twitter and the I think what's the other one, Snapchat. I'm not that keen on those, so I have to learn those. So he's teaching me, Christian's teaching me those. But yeah, so that's a STEM person as well, alumni.
Okay, I was gonna say you need to be in that technology class with me.
I think let's do it, Sandy. Let's do it.
I know, right? Because I can do Facebook too, but Facebook keep putting me in jail. They keep telling me I'm restricted from posting stuff. So I don't know the reason why, but anyway.
That is not good.
Yeah, I have an Instagram account, but I tell you, I don't know what the login name is or any of that stuff. And I'm just saying, I'm being really transparent here. So I need to go to that technology class. So they tell me I'm missing a whole bunch of stuff like Snapchat and there was a new one somebody told me about. I was like, oh, I ain't never heard that one before. So, yeah.
Is it TikTok?
No, it wasn't that. It was something like Bumblebee or something. Okay, you heard that one?
Have you heard of that one? I don't know what that one is.
No, I've heard of Snapchat, Instagram. I've heard of TikTok. There's a lot of other ones, but sometimes, you know, what I think about social media, even though I use it myself, but I'm always telling everybody, social media is a big distraction. If you think about all the time that you, that a lot of our kids nowadays spend on social media, like if social media did not exist, what would you be doing at this exact
exactly.
moment? That's what
exactly.
I would say.
Exactly.
And then most of them will be like, well, social media is here, so what I would be doing is what I'm doing now. I said, okay, all right. What if social media got deleted and it never existed? Internet gone, the whole your whole entire online profile that you wanted to build
mm-hmm.
of yourself just disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what would you do? And then they would be like, wow, so you really want me to answer this question? Yes, because there's so many things that we could do at that time. And
yeah.
it's just, it bothers me because I fall victim to it as well. I'm not going to lie. Some things are just hilarious, and I'm a funny person. So if somebody send me something and I see more than 3 crying emojis, I'm most likely going to tap it and look. You know what I'm saying? Because it's funny.
Yeah.
So I understand where they're coming from because I grew up in this generation as well. But we can do better. I feel like
if
the parents could, you know, learn more about the technology, they could put times onto where they, you know, use social media. And I hope no kids are like, wow, look at this dude. He's talking too much. But honestly, if you really use your head and understand like you could be so creative, but your creativity is being depleted by the more time you waste your brain cells on things that aren't important.
Mm-hmm. You're absolutely
how is social media benefiting you? Social media is not benefiting you in no type way except for laughing with your friends. Yes, that's a good thing, but most of the time you can use that with your friends to build something. So I just think social media is just, but it helps marketing. Marketing has been fantastic with social media, so that's all I got to say about that.
Yeah, if you use it correctly, yeah. But, you know, it's not just the young people either, Isaiah. You know, like, I've got people, and I know I've got to be close to being your grandma age or older, but I've got friends that are on the social media all day long. And they're like, well, I sent you something. What time was it? Because I'll go on Facebook first thing in the morning and wish the people happy birthday and do whatever else and post my daily inspirational message. And I'll kind of briefly go through and see, you know, what's happening. But I'm on and off of there. And unless, like, on Tuesdays and Thursdays when I'm doing a radio show, I normally don't go back on Facebook, you know, because, like you said, once you get in, man, it's like it's got you. And, you know, you look up, it's 2 hours later, and all you've done is been on Facebook. You know, nothing productive whatsoever. So, yeah. But
well,
it's
I have
not
to turn the other cheek on that Facebook thing, only because for me, I have 2 family groups on Facebook, my mom's side and my dad's side, and with their private groups. And my Sunday school class is a private group. So in that respect, cause, and some of my classmates that I hadn't seen for years, I run across them and we share pictures of the, you know, the grandkids, the husband or whatever. So for me, that's a plus side of Facebook.
Okay.
Keeping
okay.
up with the family in other states.
Right.
Otherwise, I don't see them often. So, but it is a time waster for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing is therapy for a lot of people, because a lot of people, I don't want to say it, be disrespectful, but they don't do a lot of other things. Let me put it that way. So for them, that's all they do. And it's not good because they're not moving around and, you know, outside and seeing nature and meeting people. And a lot of people, let's keep it real, on your Facebook person is not always the person you really are. So
that's right.
You know, you can hide behind that keyboard, behind that screen,
right,
as if you're somebody else.
So, but you know, Geneva, and it also it blocks interpersonal building relationship. Well, skills, interpersonal skills, because you know you're doing everything on, you know, like doing your typing and stuff like that, and so you're not learning like the young man that Brandon, I think Isaiah was talking about earlier. You know, he could have just been raised on social media and didn't have the skills to interact with other people until Isaiah showed him, well, you know, hey, this is, you know, kind of cool, like just sitting here talking to you. Let's try this thing, you know. And
Correct.
I see so many people, period. I'm going to stop saying children because I know too many older people that do this, you know, and they're sitting there and they're just on these devices, you know, and I'm like, well, what about just opening up your mouth and talking, you know? So,
Yes. And I'm a texter,
you know?
And I like to text, but I've heard that a lot. Why don't you just pick, my husband says that, why don't you just pick up the phone and call them? But you're so
used to texting
and getting an answer instantly. But you get an instant answer and you get it in writing. See, I used to work in insurance.
But
we used to always say, get it in writing.
But the thing, though, Geneva, with that is that there's that instant, I don't know what you call it, spell check or check. And if you're not careful, you may want to say our future. And it may come to say your failure, you know, if you're not paying attention to how your phone or your device is just automatically changing. I know I went to send a text earlier today, and I went to say something, it is, and it changed it is to him, H-I-M. And I'm like, what in the world? So for that reason, I'm not too much. Call me. I'm better with a phone call than I am with texting.
I like calling more than texting.
And you can't take it back. Once you send it, you can't reach it.
Exactly.
You can't bring it back. It's gone.
Exactly. Yep.
You can,
so I really prefer to be up in somebody's face. You know, and then I take the telephone, and then, you know, the rest of the stuff. But, you know, sometimes you can. Like, you know, Madeline is all the way in Arizona, and so our communication is going to be by a device, you know, some kind of device. But, this has been so good talking with you. So we got about, right at 16 minutes left in the show. So I want to make sure that we give any additional upcoming events that you have that you want to let people know about. I want you to give the sites where donations can be made to the young people to be able to go on the 2020 college tour and road trip. And anything else between you and Isaiah? So you guys got the floor. I'm gonna step back off.
Okay. Well, so no one else is on, so this is just myself. This is Geneva. So our website is www.stinginc.org. There is a donate button, and you can indicate what you're donating to in the memo because it goes to PayPal. Or you can send a Cash App, $Geneva, G-E-N-E-V-A, V-A-N-D-E-R, C-H-O-R-S-T, and you can do the same, indicate what it's for, the 2020 College Tour Road Trip. And on March 29th, we will be having a Spring Fashion Show Extravaganza. It's going to be at the Ron Anderson Center, which is located at 3820 Macedonia Road in Powder Springs, Georgia. The tickets are $15. Most of the information is on our Facebook page, Sting Inc., or on my page, actually, also event Geneva Vanderhorst. And on the weekend of April 18th and 19th, it's Global Youth Service Weekend. We will be sponsoring our annual spa day on the Saturday, which is at Galleria Manor Senior Living in Smyrna. So that is from 11 to 2. That is a community service opportunity for our students. And another community service opportunity for our students is actually the next day. It's the Shoebox Project. And that is where our students decorate shoeboxes and fill them with toiletries and inspirational messages for the homeless community, for the mothers and for the children and for the fathers. We do that in conjunction with United Way, and it's done, it's delivered prior to Mother's Day. After that is, of course, our Georgia College Tour. I always call it Georgia College Tour because it initially was a Georgia only, but our Spring Break College Tour begins on April 5th. We will be back on April 9th. This is 4 days away. We will perform a community service project, Tubman Museum in Macon, and we will tour a number of colleges. And it's a mixture. It's HBCUs, NPWIs, and small colleges, private and public. And we are planning during the summer to have a two-day summer camp. We're working on the details, but a two-day free summer camp for our students. And what we do at our summer camps is we have individuals from the community. Sandy, I'm inviting you right now to be a speaker one of the days, like you've done many times before. Like you've done many times before, and we're grateful to have you as one of our partners. But to come and speak to the students about what you do or anything else you want to share with them. We have the public safety, we have fire, we have wellness, Ms. Rogers, we have IT individuals, public servants, public officials, politicians, ministers, teachers, et cetera, that come and talk to our young people. So that will be during the summer. We're anticipating the second and third weeks in June, and that will collaborate the last day. Anyone that attends the whole summer camp, we have something special on that last day. It may be a field trip, or it may be a special guest. So that's what we're working on. We haven't finished the details yet. But right now what we're doing is trying to raise money for this spring break, our 10th annual college tour road trip.
Wow.
So instead of young people having nothing to do during spring break or just hanging around the house and, you know, moms at work, moms worried about what are the kids doing, what are they doing, this is an investment into your child's future because a few years ago we had a young man that went to, that had applied at Valdosta State University down in Georgia, but right on the Florida border, and he went on the college tour with us. He had applied already, but while he was there, he was able to talk to some admissions and solidify his acceptance. So it's things like that that happens on the tour. Yes, ma'am. Yes. So, and he's still there. He's a junior. I guess he's a junior now. Time flies real fast.
That's
a junior. He's an upcoming junior. Yes. And he came back. His name's Garnell Graham. Garnell came back and spoke to our students. We had Community Career Day between Christmas and New Year during that little time. During the holidays when it's sort of slow, we had Community Career Day at Grandview Seventh-day Adventist Church, and Garnell came and spoke to the students about his experiences in college. So that worked out. And also Destiny Chambers, who's a she's a freshman at Kennesaw State in the engineering Kennesaw State University campus. She came and spoke to them as well. And she made the dean's list her first semester. We're excited about that.
Awesome!
Yes. And at our last leadership session, Chelsea Williams, who is our alumni director, she's a junior at Kennesaw State. The other campus, the Kennesaw campus, she's a public health education major, but she's a junior.
Okay.
She spoke to the students at our last session. And our session on Sunday is with Dr. Trina Wilson. Dr. Trina Wilson is a therapist and counselor, and she's going to spend some time talking about mental health. So we're excited about that. And Sandy, you're
That's
definitely
awesome.
Invited. That's yes, going to be at the it's at the Powder Springs United Methodist Church over on Marietta Street in Powder Springs, Sunday at 3. So we're excited about that because I know that there's a lot of unknowns in the about mental health, especially with our young people. And there are actually programs, if your young person has a diagnosis, there are programs that they can become a part of that will help them with a lot of the details that they need for completing their education. And those programs go throughout college. So she's going to talk about some of those things as well on Sunday.
Awesome. Well, unfortunately, I won't be able to attend on Sunday,
okay.
But that mental health piece is so important to our overall well-being. And I'm thankful that, you know, you have the resources to be able to provide that service to the children. That's incredible. That is excellent.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
ma'am. Well, thank you for doing that.
Thank
well,
you.
Well, we just have a couple of minutes. Yes, ma'am. A couple of minutes left. And, you've got so much going on. I don't know how we were able to get it all in there, but we did. And, Isaiah, I want to give you a chance. If you have any closing words that you would like to share with your experience, what you look forward to in life, or anything that you would like to share, now would be the time, and you're welcome to share it.
Let me see. Well, all I can say right now is everybody be grateful and thankful for the time that you have and the time you can spend with each other. And realize that life is precious, and stay strong and never give up and continue to run towards your dreams.
Wow. Run towards your dreams. So let's give it up for Isaiah.
Yes. Sandy, I have to add something. Our program is based in Cobb County. Isaiah lives in East Point. He catches Uber up to Cobb County for all of us.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes,
that's
ma'am.
Awesome. Because
yes.
when
yes,
he said
ma'am,
he went
he
to Best Academy, that's on it's still Bankhead. Yes. Because I go over Okay. Well, that is really noteworthy. That is great. Well, you're doing what you got to do, young man. And I, for one, am extremely proud of you. And I know that I will be seeing your name in the headlines in years to come, and I can say he was on my radio show. Oh, that's so cool. That is so cool. Geneva, we've got a couple of minutes. Can you tell us about your expansion into Baton Rouge, for Louisiana?
Yes, Lucretia Terrence, a former principal, and now she's an educational consultant. I had lunch with her last summer, and she mentioned to me that Baton Rouge needs what we have. And we talked and we shared and we over time, did some things and worked some things out with her getting a board, which she still needs a few more people on her board. But she's doing the same thing in Baton Rouge, and she launched in January. I think she has two or three seniors, and she's building. She will probably have more students after the summer because the same way that we gather more students is during the back-to-school bashes when they have the book giveaways. We set up tables as vendors, and that's when we get more young people in the organization, and plus reaching out to the schools, the counselors, et cetera. But she's very, very capable, and I'm grateful that she decided to do that. And actually, that's my hometown, so that gives me another opportunity to go down to Louisiana and see the family and that kind of thing. But, yes, she just started last month. Still have some things going on, and she's working with some good collaborations in that area. So we're excited about the. Unfortunately, that group, they're on a different spring break because we wanted to have a joint spring break road trip, but their spring break is in a different week. Yeah. At some point, we'll all get together at some point, though.
Sure. Maybe during the summertime, mm-hmm. while everybody's off at some point. But that's so wonderful. So do you have plans to expand in any other areas, or are you open? Like if somebody was to come to you and say, well, I'm in Montgomery, Alabama, and I would love to do the program. Would you be able to go in and just work with somebody and help them to get it set up and give them steps that they need in order to start a chapter or a division in their particular area?
Yes, we'll be glad to. Actually, we were approached by someone in St. Louis, Missouri. They couldn't put it. Well, they're working on putting a team together. So we were approached about a month ago. And in South Carolina, my husband's home state, we will probably do some collaborations in that area. We were looking at an area in Georgetown, South Carolina. We went there a couple of weeks ago and spoke with a city councilman there, actually, who happened to just be sitting in front of us at church and turned around, and a conversation started. And so that's probably one of the things. We are looking to do something in the future. But, I'm sure that what we can – we have the blueprint. We have the track record. We have a very good group of students and alumni, a strong board. So that can be duplicated, and I'm open and happy to help anyone. Yes, ma'am. Absolutely.
All right. I love it. That's the community I'm talking about right there. So thank you so much, sis.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So we are coming to an end of this show, and Isaiah, again, I am so extremely proud of you, and I love how you are able to articulate your vision and the things that you wish to accomplish in this lifetime. Geneva, I just applaud you for all that you give to not only the students and their parents and their families, but what you give to building communities. Madeline, thank you for always supporting the show. And everybody that has tuned in tonight, I appreciate you for supporting Life, Love, and Wellness with Sandy Rogers Show. And we'll see you next week at the same time with a different guest. I love you. I bless you. And thank you once again, Geneva and Isaiah from Sting Incorporated.
Thank you, Sandy. We appreciate you.
It is my pleasure. Yes. Thank you, guys.
Support. All right.
Thank you.
Good night. Thanks.
You're welcome. And good night.